Last weekend saw the third annual For Toys Fair featuring children's products, and that was held at Prague's Letňany. One of the focuses was highlighting creative and safe toys, from simple building block systems for toddlers to more complex games for kids. Teens also were included with the very latest in electronic consoles and interactive games. What are some of the latest trends? Ever more realistic video games, especially, in which players can take part playing their favorite striker in the Football World Cup or the Champions League, with little left to the imagination when it comes to graphics. One young man who attended the fair said this. The graphics today are really great. I like it. They're more realistic than ever. For example, if you're fouled during a football game, it looks natural. You never do a flip over your head. One of the most anticipated games this year is a new tablet console that will only hit the Czech market in late November. The cool thing about this console is that it shows something completely different than what is going on the big screen. You can view both at the same time. You can cycle through a list or choose options without having to click between the main screen. For smaller children, there are building systems using simple patterns which prove easy to connect, as well as all manner of toys encouraging creative approaches. By contrast, battery-operated toys reportedly took a big dip, far from the attractions they used to be. One of the big questions for toy sellers this year was the guaranteed safety of materials, proof if possible that plastic toys, for example, did not contain substances which could prove harmful, especially for younger children. The only 100% solution at the moment, experts maintain, is to buy domestic. Products that come with one of two official Czech certifications showing the products have been carefully tested and checked. As of next year, all toy products in the Czech Republic will have to come with at least minimal verification that they are chemically safe. And that doesn't mean other problems won't routinely be uncovered, especially when it comes to imports, which are the toughest to attest. Jana Jelinková is the spokeswoman for the Czech Commercial Inspection Agency.
Faulty products are often imports from China, where it can be difficult to track down either the distributor or the producer.
Now, if your kids are older and want a break from their computer screens, there is another solution. Board games, which have surged in popularity over the last 5 years on the Czech market. Families and other fans in Prague will want to mark down this coming weekend on Saturday, which will see the opening of the 12th annual Mind Games Olympiad, or Deskohraní, held at Prague's Tyršův Dům. Libor Pešel is games product manager at the popular games publisher Albi. When I spoke to him, I asked him what board games offered compared to other entertainment.
Simply the change, because it's something different from just sitting in front of TV or playing computer games, and you have to think about the game. You have to use your strategic thinking, and I think it's the main reason. And also, you play with friends, so it's some kind of socializing, I would say.
So it has that advantage over a video game, even if you're playing online against someone else, simply by the fact that it's face-to-face. How difficult is it to get new people involved? I know many people who are familiar with, say, classic products, things like Monopoly or Scrabble, but who are less familiar with hobby games. How do you reach those people?
Actually, I would say it's easier and easier, because the amount of people playing those board games is bigger and bigger. And actually, there are many new clubs, like board game clubs, and this is the best way to spread new games. And also primary schools and even secondary school, they have some clubs, and they also use games during the classes, so it also helps.
Now, as you mentioned there, games can help develop, for example, strategic thinking, tactical thinking, so it can be useful, say, in practical terms. Now, one game that is already getting a fair amount of buzz on the internet is the Czech edition of a game called Legends of Andor. Now, I haven't seen the game opened yet myself, but I've weighed it, and it seems like there's a lot inside. Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, definitely. Andor has lots of material inside, and it's really kind of necessary, because this is a new cooperative adventure board game. It is for two to four players, and you are a band of heroes that must work together to defend Fantasy Realm from invading Hordos. So that's simply just the introduction of the game, and as I mentioned, it's a cooperative game, so you have to cooperate together to reach your goal, and the theme is about fantasy, about the Andor, and it's, you are about to fulfill the legends of Andor, and each legend give you any goal you have to reach. So you fight with those Hordos and creatures, and you have to beat them to reach your goal.
Now, for people who may be less familiar, cooperative games have really taken off in the last few years. 10 years ago, there was only one or two. Reinier Kinesia's Lord of the Rings game, for example, was the first, I believe, or one of the first. It is really different, isn't it, in the sense that players aren't going at each other's throats, but they have to work together or they will lose?
Definitely. Definitely. You have to cooperate, otherwise you lose all of you in the game, so there is no other way to reach the goal, just to cooperate and to connect your power and to think about common strategy to reach the goal. Definitely. It's really the same like other cooperative games. For example, Pandemic is also very popular in Czech Republic, and we launched this game a few years ago. So it's a similar system. And it's very interesting that even in board games, people are asking lots of about this. How can the game play against you? And the playing mechanism is really good, so it allows you really to play together against the board game, which sounds kind of strange, but it really works.
It certainly depends on the engine. One of the basic principles is that the game keeps adding, basically adding pressure. Every card you turn makes the situation systematically worse. At least that's how some of the games work. How tough would you say that your new game is?
Actually, it has different levels. So that's good for players, because at the beginning you have some starter levels that some kind of tutorial that you learn how to use playing mechanisms and how to use your power and how to build a strategy. And it has several levels, so then the difficulty is more and more is higher generally. And that's the point. So it depends on you which level you will choose, which legend you will choose, and then the difficulty is made by this level.
And to finish with Desko Hrangi, how important is that annual fair, do you think, for Prague fans of games?
It's definitely one of the most important fairs, I mean, this kind of fair for board games. Albi is as one of the leaders on the market, is every year presented on the fair. So definitely we think that Desko Hrangi is very important, and it helps also people to know about new games, about novelties, and it's a great opportunity to learn some new games, because all of the exhibitors, they have a promo team that will teach you a new game and will help you with the rules and everything, which is very important, because reading the rules is the worst, let's say, thing about strategy games, because, you know, strategy games has usually tough rules, and this is a great opportunity to learn some new games.
And that was Libor Pešl of Albi Games talking to me about their new release, Legends of Andor, and about Desko Hrangi, the popular games fair, which begins this coming weekend. And that's Marketplace for this week.